The ring, as I understand it, was established in about 1938 by a group of young people who were all members of the Society of Friends, aka the Quakers, who had a largish congregation in Welwyn Garden City, probably due to the nature of the establishment of the Garden City in the early part of the 20th century. Anyway, this group of young people got together to have discussions about various topics and have various activities. It was a social group. There was no television in those days. There was a cinema in the town, I guess. I think there was a theatrical club. Probably that was about it on a Sunday, especially on a Sunday night, which is when they met. And they met for many years in the backhouse rooms in Hanside Lane, which still exist. They met pretty well continuously from 1938 through to, I would guess, about 1981, 82, probably not later than 85, on a regular Sunday evening. In the 1950s, the public library was in Gessens Road, in the white building that's in still in Gessens Road, and I saw an advert on their notice board inviting people to go along for Sunday evening membership, and I did. I went with my cousin the first day, because he happened to be living with us at the time. And I sort of had a fairly full-on relationship with the ring from, I suspect, the late 1950s through to when they packed up in the mid-1980s. Although to say that they've packed up is probably a bit of a broad brush. They stopped having regular meetings in the mid-1980s, but in fact, a number of the members of the ring over the years have remained quite good friends and still, in a way, go around as a group like we did in the 1950s and 60s. They had a committee, decided what they would do. I think they even had planning meetings. You'll see from the literature that I've got, that's quite. They did have what they called planning meetings, and I guess those were meetings where members suggested activity. The members themselves created the evening. So we had one member who built his own car in the 1950s, which was a rare thing to do. And he came along and described how he'd done it. We had filmmaking evenings because a couple of members were keen on making amateur films. So we did that. We had photographic evenings. We had another member who was interested in canals and gliding, so he gave us evenings on what it was like to go gliding. He got along, quite a well-known personality in the UK gliding world, a chap called Irving, who came all the way up from probably London to talk to us about operating a glider. The member also was interested in canals and resurrecting the canals, so he arranged canal holidays, and we would go on quite adventurous canal holidays through canals which were officially not open. We did that for several years, so we went right round Birmingham on the canals, and that was before the gentrification of Gas Street Basin. Even had to have hard hats to descend the flight of locks where they were building the GPO Tower in Birmingham, and navigated in and out of the columns of Spaghetti Junction while that was being built as well. Exciting. Getting people to turn out for meetings, especially when they were outside speakers or guest speakers, was always a difficulty and always a bit problematic. I don't think we ever got more than about 30 members to turn up. What the membership actually stood at, probably 40 people at the most. And of course, it was the marriages at the ring, of which there have been several, my own included, caused the death of the ring, because when children came along, at least one member of the family had to remain at home to look after the infants. In the early days, I suppose there was probably only one public house in the town, so that was never a great attraction to or a rival to the ring. But later on, there were a few more. I suppose people just did other things.